In this Monday edition of GQDN, we have an update of Raven. Elden Ring goes gold. I'm singing that there. And we got some tabletop, Watch Dogs, Legion, Square Enix does a little interview, and the Dark Souls servers have been shut down for a time there today. You know me, I am Joe, and we're going to start today with Raven. Okay, so this is a little update. Raven has formed a union, and basically they're going to do something in good faith. They have stopped striking in good faith, and they want Activision to recognize them still as being a union. Okay, now all this comes to us from Destructoid.com. And the quote from A Better ABK goes like this. Please do not misquote here media. We have asked to be recognized under GWA pending, refers to pending response from leadership, either positive or negative. We are acting in good faith and asking for good faith. We shall see if that happens. And no matter what, we'll talk about it right here on GQDN. Now, also from Destructoid.com, I've seen a lot of news about this, and really it's a congratulations to Elden Ring, who has gone gold. So this is really good news for the launch and the pre-launch, and everything that has been going on with Elden Ring. Hats off to those guys. Indeed, indeed. Now, we go on to DualShockers.com, and RuneScape is getting some tabletop treatment. So RuneScape is going to be a board game, okay? And they're teaming up with JDX, whatever, and Steamforged Games in order to make a digital game go to a physical game. And they also got the models of the different pieces in the picture form right here, and everything looks really good. So to make it a board game, I think that would be really good there for families. I think just really good. So just my thoughts. You can go check that out at DualShockers.com. Now we're gonna go on to Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that Watch Dogs Legion will no longer be updated. This is the Watch Dogs Legion's Twitter speaking, and they say, "We wanted to express our thanks to all players of Watch Dogs Legion. You have built the best DedSec London could ever hope for. They have done patches among patches, but they're moving on to another Watch Dogs game. So Watch Dogs Legion, you can still play it, obviously. They are just done patching it. No more service to it. Nope. No. They also did an interview with Square Enix. And this is going to be a pre-launch of, I got to find the title here. Hang on. Final Fantasy Stranger of Paradise. Okay. And you've seen like a lot of the trailers and stuff if you're into, you know, Final Fantasy. And really, there's a lot of questions that they asked. And I'm not going to get into like any of the questions or the answers, because it's a really full, extensive interview that you can go check out at Eurogamer.net. I mean, it's really big. It's really good. It's just wow. Now, from GGmania.com, Madison is coming to consoles in 2022. This is a first-person psychological horror game, and the developer is Bloodiest Games, formerly Nosebleed Games, in partnership with Perp Games. Okay? Now, specific consoles were not announced, initially slated for release on PC and Steam on January 7th. It was delayed due to legal disputes. The game regarding the name of the game's developer. So now that has been answered in a way, the new release date for the PC has not yet been announced. Keep in mind, this was January 7th, so once all the legal documents are taken care of, I mean, right now we're on the 24th, it's really going to be interesting to see when this game does come out. February, March kind of gets the feeling of that, depending when all of the legality is taken care of. Now, speaking about problems, this coming to us from GameSpot.com, and they're saying that the Dark Souls servers will be shut down, or have been shut down, actually, after the hackers tried to access PCs. This is the Dark Souls Twitter account, and they say PvP servers for Dark Souls 3, 2, and Dark Souls Remastered have been temporarily deactivated to allow the team to investigate recent reports of an issue with online services. Servers for Dark Souls PTDE will join them shortly. We apologize for this inconvenience. When hackers hack games, it's happened to World of Warcraft. I've experienced it personally, in a way. It has to be fixed. The problems have to be fixed. So, I mean, I didn't get anything bad, don't get me wrong, but those problems have to be fixed. So, they are going to do it. It might already be done by now, by the time you listen, by the time I even said anything. So if it hasn't, be patient. In fact, you know what, let's take a look. Okay, they said it's been deactivated. The downtime does not affect PvP servers for Xbox, PlayStation, console. So that is a good thing, but they, it does not appear that they are up yet. So that's fine. Be patient, everyone, they'll get it together. The last thing that we have is, this comes to us from esports.gg. And ESL has sold to a Saudi Arabian-backed Savvy Gaming Group for $1 billion. Now, ESL has said on the Twitter, esports is about starting your own path, challenging your game, and becoming a world champion one day. This is at the core of what FaceIt and ESL has built independently until now. We are teaming up. FaceIt Gaming has been pretty good. ESL has been pretty good. But there is a bit of a problem here. Audrey Lespa tweeted out, I do not support this partnership. And like a lot of my colleagues today, I am heartbroken and disappointed. And she said in a reply to LEC, where they say, nah, at NEOM joins hashtag LEC as a main partner for summer. Take that as a will. So that did happen. Anyway, you can follow us on Twitter at GroupQuest, myself at Joe Brums. This has been a Don Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. And if you check out the GroupQuest.com, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest and our sponsors at Audible. Get a free ebook from us. Come on. You know you want it. And while you're at it, go check out stackup.org. We will be back again tomorrow with more gaming news and the such. Until then, bye for now.